the United Kingdom will provide Ukraine with a new, major batch of weapons and financial support for the Ukrainian army. As the UK's government informs, Prime Minister Boris Johnson will announce a new package of support for Ukraine at the NATO and G7 leaders' meetings. The package includes 6,000 missiles and £25 million. The total military support reaches 10,000 missiles, financial aid £400 million. In addition, the UK will also provide an additional £4.1 million for the BBC World Service as part of a cross-government effort to tackle disinformation in Russia and Ukraine and promises to provide support for the International Criminal Court's investigation into war crimes. One day earlier, it became known that Sweden had announced the supply of an additional 5,000 anti-tank weapons to Ukraine to fight the Russian occupiers. According to Sweden's Defense Minister Peter Hultqvist, the aid package will include demining equipment. Germany also intends to hand over 2,000 grenade launchers from the Bundeswehr's depots to Ukraine in the near future. Western experts acknowledge that Ukrainian defenders effectively use all weapons, both provided by Western partners and produced domestically. Meanwhile, Russia continues to threaten the world with nuclear weapons. Russia's deputy permanent representative to UN Dmitry Polyansky said that Russia reserved the right to use its nuclear capabilities if the country was provoked by NATO. It's not a right thing to threaten Russia and to try to interfere. So, when you're dealing with a nuclear power, of course, you have to calculate all the possible outcomes of your behavior, the diplomat said. He also denied an official statement by the U.S. government that Russian military personnel were guilty of war crimes in Ukraine. Bohdan Maruszewicz,